Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again as we go into the Word. And I'm going to pick up right where I left off, reading from the book of Haggai, where I'd like to read a couple verses found in chapter 2. And basically, for those perhaps of you who didn't hear the broadcast, I've been concerned about concerned and desiring to know, what is the Holy Spirit's focus? What is He doing in your life, in my life, in the body of Christ? And these are the thoughts that God placed upon my heart. First of all, there's just an outpouring of God's Spirit. I'm praying for UCM partners, and every day I pray for my listening audience. Some of you may never have written, but I pray nonetheless that the Holy Spirit will work strongly in your life, that you are going to be freed and delivered from the things that have been used of the enemy to ensnare you in days past, that you're going to know a new freedom, a new joy, a new health and strength in God, because that's God's desire for you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And why I'm on this broadcast, obviously, our souls prospering are the paramount thing. If we can focus on that, then everything else will kind of fall into place. As I've said many times, you know, I'm fairly simple-minded. I'm not a Greek scholar. I don't read Hebrew. I don't have all kinds of time where I can just study the scriptures, but God uses me in terms of the broadcast, in terms of ministering personally to the correspondence ministry, those who write in, and for the various outreaches that we do have. And I'm grateful to the Lord, and I am thankful that that is one of the reasons He's called Unveil Christ Ministries. Back in 1965, my husband began the ministry, and some people haven't understood that's a strange name, the Unveil Christ, Unveil Christ Ministries. Well, it's a reference to Hebrews, where it talks about Jesus, the veil of His flesh being torn, and in other words, that risen Christ of glory that the Apostle Paul saw in the book of Revelation. I mean, he fell at His feet as dead. This is the beloved disciple who would lean on Jesus' breast when he saw the glory of Jesus. And that Greek word for revelation is apokalypsis, which means that Greek word means unveiling. And so Brother Glass, as he started the ministry those early years and throughout his life, he preached the uncompromising Word of God. He unveiled Christ, who He was, what He came to do, and the wonderful promises of the covenant that He has given to us. And although it's been many years since he's now with the Lord, I've continued that same mission, but also with an emphasis that Christ wants to be unveiled, not just who he is to the world, the wonderful good news of the gospel, but Christ in you, the hope of glory, that God is doing a work in the body of Christ, in all of us, to bring us into maturity, to bring us into what he has designed for us to be, a glorious church without spot, stain, or wrinkle, the manifested sons and daughters of God, who, while we will never be perfect in the flesh, we are nonetheless being built up by the Holy Spirit and understanding the truth of Scripture as we never have before. And so not only do I sense God is going to be working in unprecedented ways in your life as you consider continue to seek Him and place your focus upon Him and what He has for you, and also simultaneously there's going to be a love for God's Word. And also, I believe He's going to bring us into unity. That is the third thing. He's bringing the body of Christ around the world in this nation into unity. You know, many years, I think it was mostly, it was in the early 80s, for about 10 years, Brother Glass and I were very involved with the Full Gospel Fellowship of Churches and Ministers International. It was not a denomination, but it was a fellowship of full gospel ministers and churches. And one of the things, you know, I was pretty young in the Lord at that time, and I would hear the brethren say to one another, well, we can agree to disagree. And of course, what they were implying is while they may have in different interpretations of Scripture or understanding, they were not going to be disagreeable, which is a commendable thing. However, being sort of young in the Lord, even back then, I thought, well, the Scripture says we're to have the mind of Christ. And I have said from time to time, Jesus, if we have the mind of Christ, He's not schizophrenic, He's not double-minded. If we have the mind of Christ, it is that very thing that is going to bring the body of Christ into unity. Beloved, I remember years ago when we had a local church in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we would have the overheads with the various music, you know, and there was a copyright organization, which most ministries are still have to be part of, that indicates the author, and you have to be a part of that, pay an annual fee. And you had to choose which denomination you were. I couldn't believe it. It was a small card, fine print of all the various denominations of which to identify yourself as. Beloved, for the unsaved, and I know personally a friend who had a dramatic salvation experience. He was taken up in the Spirit while he was driving his car, and repented of his sins and was ultimately transformed. But those few seconds, he was in the Spirit while his car was driving toward the Boise Airport. Nonetheless, he had an experience with Christ, and he didn't know really where he should go, what denomination. That isn't that the truth about the unsaved or even new believers. Who do you choose? Well, beloved, as I said, I truly believe that as we come into the unity of the faith, denominational barriers are going to really be dissolving, and that we're going to be centered around the spiritual principles of God's Word. When the brethren would say we can agree to disagree, well, let me just share this. Of course, God has made all of us different. We all have different opinions, different perspectives, different insight. That is not what I believe is being referenced here, but God wants such a unity. What? On the spiritual principles of God's Word, God's ways that Moses understood and walked in. That in terms of basic spiritual principles of the Word of God, there would be perfect unity, and then there would not be disagreement. And of course, out of that unity will flow a marvelous harmony and beauty, each part working together, quite different, but nonetheless, each part supplying the necessary agreement for Jesus to be glorified. Well, my goodness, I have gone so far from Haggai, but I just felt it's important to share this, beloved, because God wants you to understand what His spiritual principles are, that we can enter into that unity, because that is what God is doing in the body of Christ. I've seen it manifest as I've listened to YouTube, various ministries. It's not a new thing, but an increasing amount of effort, of activity, of experiences as ministries are coming together, not in competition, not viewing one another as a threat, but joining together in the love of Christ to preach the power of the good news of the gospel. Anyway, beloved, here I've gone. Goodness, we haven't even gotten through Haggai, and I have so much more to share. But nonetheless, let me share, pick up in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, and I want to read verses 3 and 4. Here the prophet is speaking, and the word says, "Who is left among you? that saw this house in her first glory. And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? In other words, it wasn't very impressive. We're talking about Solomon's temple that was destroyed. Hear nonetheless the word of the Lord. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel. He was the governor, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. He was the high priest. And be strong, this is the word to us, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, I know it was historical to the literal Jews living at that time. But God has always many times applications for a future time. And that is what he is saying to us, beloved. No matter what Satan tells you, the Lord declares, I am with you. Satan can't disannul or break the word of God. His word is eternal, forever established in heaven. Jesus, what did he say? Abide in me and I in you. What fellowship we have with our God. Jesus said in John the 15th chapter verse 3, now ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. In verse 7, he states, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. And in Amos the 3rd chapter verses 7 through 8, a powerful passage. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The Lord, verse 8, the Lord hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Praise God. Beloved, my heart is full, and I have so much to share with you, but we have to bring this broadcast to a close. So, if you're able, tune in tomorrow at this same time. We're heard Monday through Friday. Or if you miss a broadcast, go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast. They are archived there for a number of years. You can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, and I hope you just sense the Holy Spirit stirring you up. That's what he's doing. He's fanning that flame of that first love within all of us, that we can go forth to do the greater works that Jesus has called us to do. Praise God. Well, beloved, I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will confirm receipt and pray. But if you want a personal word of ministry, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. And until tomorrow, be blessed. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.